rebuilding the temple from Ezra 1, and preparing for the Messiah from Luke. This is a story of preparing for the coming Messiah. Take out the good china, hang some lights, it's going to be a party. The secular world uses Advent as the time for preparation for the coming Christmas. The retail industry begins earlier every year in an effort of building a better bottom line. Christians prepare for the celebration that we know is coming, called Christmas, the celebration of the child born in a manger. Some of us will look with the eyes of a child, with excitement and anticipation, while others will look back and remember years past and will weep for those who are no longer with us in this celebration. We begin to describe our hopes for a celebration in terms of what I want for Christmas. Israel will want to go back to Jerusalem and want the temple back, want their lives back. Sometimes I think, what do I want? I want a celebration the way I remember as a youngster. I want a Christmas filled with joy. My little brother often talks about, for him, Christmas was a time of waiting for the big kids to come home and sit up all night playing games and having fun. What might you be hoping for from God during Advent? Ezra's story is the last action of the people before the coming of the Lord for this Old Testament series. The new thing here is the reading of the law, rebuilding the temple, and a great celebration. All creation is getting ready for the festival, singing and crying in celebration and in remorse. Simeon declares the salvation of God from Luke, "Since I have now seen enough, I can die, knowing God is coming. God fulfills God's promises." The readers in this text are longing for what is missing in their life. I remember Christmas as a boy and long for the time we come together as a family. I remember after getting married, my wife, children, and I would get up Christmas morning, pick up my grandparents, drive to a small country church for worship. I long for those days. They are what I remember as Christmas, and I grow sad when I think back to those special Christmas mornings. What I want is what I had. The people in our reading want different things. Some want celebration and others mourn for the good old days. They lay the foundation of the Lord whose steadfast love endures forever. Those who remember the temple weep. Those who do not remember cheer in celebration. How do we worship together? How do we move forward? We prepare for the great celebration, and God shows us how to move forward. We are preparing for the Messiah, and God comes to us as God promised. No matter what we do or how many times we turn away from God, God comes to us with open arms because God's steadfast love endures forever. The temple is the place God promises to meet us in the same way Jesus promised to meet us in the bread and the wine of communion and the waters of baptism. God keeps God's promises of meeting us, but not just in the temple. God meets us in our sadness and in our celebration. God's love will never fail us. The people come back to God once again and bring the plan of great celebration of the coming Messiah, the Christ. We too will plan the great celebration for this year as we wait for the Christ. We may have sadness as we miss those who are not with us, or we may miss the past and want things to be the way they were. But we will celebrate with the God of our future. God's future for our children and us is the call God has for us today to the open gate of Jesus Christ. The Messiah is coming. Emmanuel, celebrate. Rejoice and remember those who are not with us. Amen. Let's pray. God of restoration, you brought your people home from exile, and in their joy, they rebuilt your temple. Deliver us from our personal and communal exiles, and help us to build up your church as you open the gate of salvation to all people in Jesus Christ, the name in which we pray. Amen.